is an interview for the Millworkers Oral History Project. The date is March 7th, 2006. Today I'm interviewing Norm Perot at the Bates Mill Complex, and this is Andrea Lumtier. Could I have you start just by giving me your full name?
Norman Joseph Perot.
And is Perot spelled P-E-R-R-E-A-U-L-T?
Right.
And what is your date of birth?
8/20/29.
And where were you born?
Lewiston.
Is that where you grew up?
That's where I grew up.
And so, were your parents from Lewiston as well?
Were they born here? My mother was born in Lewiston. My father was born in Quebec, Saint-Hyacinthe. Yeah.
So he came to the United States.
Yeah.
Do you know at what age?
I think he said it was in his 20s.
Okay. Yeah. And what were your parents' names?
My father was, well, they used to call him Sam, Arsene, A-R-S-E-N. And my mother was Alice. She was a Delorme.
Mm-hmm.
Maiden name was Delorme.
Yeah. And so did your father ever talk about why he came to the U.S.? Was it work-related reasons?
Yeah, mostly. He had a big family, and he came out. He went to the northern part of Maine there. And then to support himself, because the family was too big, they couldn't support themselves in Canada. And he went north part of Maine, and after that he got married, and his wife had that influenza, and she died within a year. And then he moved down to Lewiston over here, and he married my mother over here. She lived not too far from here. They used to call it Strawberry Place back then. Yeah. Now I went to Trudale, they call it Merton Road.
Okay. And what did your dad do for work?
My dad, he was a lumberjack, and he also worked for Miller's junkyard there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he worked at Bates in the boiler room for a while too. Yeah, he was a supervisor in the boiler room. Well, I was just a kid back then.
Mm. Yeah. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I've got two brothers and one sister.
And so what was Lewiston like when you were growing up in the 30s and 40s?
Oh.
Very different than today?
The 30s or 40s. When I started working in the bakery on Lisbon Street over here. And back then, the mills were fighting with unions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I went to work, first job, I think, was in Andrews Coggin Mill. I went there to learn to weave. A supervisor, the name was George Pilcher. And I worked there for a while, and that wasn't... Then I got out of there, and then I came to Bates over here. I was... same age, 16, in the same year, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I work in number 5 weave, cleaning looms and stuff like that. And I learned a little bit about weaving. And then I quit that and I went to work as a lumberjack. Yeah, I was a lumberjack quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then came to work in the mill, and my brother-in-law's brother was a supervisor there, and he made us a bet that we wouldn't last in the mill. So, 2 weeks, we took a bet for 2 weeks, and I was there till it closed.
Mm.
And then I went to, when the Hill Mill closed, I went to Edwards. I was the last man out of the Hill Mill. I was in charge of moving the machinery, sending the machinery, put them on the trucks, or whatever they sold them to. For a while I worked between the Hill Mill and Edwards. Then I went to Edwards for 13 years. And that closed down. I was the last man out of there too. Running out the machinery and everything like that. And then when I got out of there, well, I didn't have a job. So I sent resumes there and there. And ended a job in Sanford, an overseer in woolen mill over there, but Bates also offered me a job from one of these resumes, and I came here instead of moving down there. And I was here, well, till most of the operation closed.
Yeah. What year was that about?
That I got out of here?
No, that you came here after you left Edwards.
After Edwards, there was 85, I think.
Yeah.
It was 85.
And then you were here for 5 or 6 years?
Yeah. And then they start curtailing. And
can you talk to me and describe what your job was like, the job you did in the weave room?
Oh, yeah. I was in charge of it.
Yeah.
I was overseeing the whole thing at this mill.
Mm-hmm.
At the Hill Mill, well, it was the same, about the same thing. I was overseeing the weave room, but before that I was what they call over there was a boss changer.
Should be in any time, man.
Okay.
I was a boss changer, and I was in charge of putting new styles in, and you know, I was working hand in hand with the designer, which was Miles Goodell at the time. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, they wanted me to give me a title over there that I didn't accept, general assistant superintendent. I told them, does it pay more than what I got? No, you'll get the same pay, so I don't want it. Just an extra load for the same wage. I didn't want it.
Yeah. How was the were there differences between like the Edwards Mill and the Hill Mill and Bates?
Pretty near the same, except what they were making over there was bedspreads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we went into a lot of upholstery over there and draperies. That's mostly after I got there, though. Before I got there, was mostly cotton mill. And they had cotton rayon, I think, over there.
Yeah. Can you recall and talk about some of the people you worked with over the years?
Oh, boy. A lot of them are gone now. Started at the Hill Mill. Well, I got some of these pictures over here. Mm-hmm. These are some of the people I worked with. Over here, that was Miles Goodell. He was, as a matter of fact, he's the one that hired me. He was personal manager when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, he was a designer. And Armin Michaud, he was an overseer over there, too, at one time. And this is from the Draper Corporation. There was Larry St. Lawrence. He was a changer.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Romeo Caron. He was a loom fixer.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Louis Nadeau. He was a loom fixer. Aloy La Liberty. He was a loom fixer. Arthur Caron. He was also a loom fixer. Armin Belanger. He was a loom fixer. And Robert Roy, he went there, he was a weaver, then became a supervisor, then he came to Bates as he wasn't the overseer over here before I was.
Ah.
Yeah. And then, Gangan, I forget his first name, Harvey Landry, he was a loom fixer, and he was also president of the union over there. The Hill Mill, and Bob Bovier, Robert Bovier, he was a supervisor, night shift. And Rainey Doyon, he was a changer over there too at the Hill Mill.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is. Yeah. He's been for years.
Did you get involved in the union at all over the years?
Yeah, I was a shop steward. I was on the COPE committee, and I was auditor.
Mm-hmm.
I was auditing them at the end of the year, and somebody audited the books and stuff like that.
Yeah. Did the union, was it quite active and busy during that time?
During that time it was, yeah.
In what ways?
Well, it was mostly for the wages and stuff like that, and seniorities, people's seniorities, and protecting people's seniorities in the mill, and not getting their jobs that they want the business, make they get the jobs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were there any strikes that you recall?
Not while I was supervisor, but there was before that, yeah. When they had a walkout when I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. People walked out, there was a disagreement, and they had a walkout. It only lasted a day or so. People came back in. And I don't know, a couple of people got fired over there because one of them was a union officer in there, and there was nothing in the union contract what they did over there, what we did. It was a wildcat strike, what they call it. That's all I can remember about that.
And do you recall Denny Blay? Did you work with him?
Yeah, I remember Denny. Yeah.
He was like the regional union agent?
At the time, he was overall, yeah. Yeah, Denny Blaze, and there was another guy there, Emilien Turcotte. He wasn't old, he died a long time ago. Mm. I had his two daughters working for me over there. That was at the Hill Mill, too.
When we ran into Fred LaBelle earlier, you mentioned bowling.
Oh, yeah.
Was that something very popular with the mill workers?
Oh, yeah. All the mills had their bowling team. Uh-huh. Yeah, and we bowled against each other. And team. It was great. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Did you get to meet people from the mills that you didn't normally work with every day?
You mean from the...
From the mills? Like people that might not be in your department? Would you get to meet them and get to know them a little?
Oh, yeah. I've known quite a few from other departments. Like Larry Nido, he was an overseer. Yeah, walking upstairs of the slasher department. Noel Poulin, who was overseer of a spinning room up in the base mill. A lot of people like Ellen Buchanan. She was a weaver there. She died 4 years ago. Actually, she's the one that showed me how to weave. When I started, I was cleaning machinery and cleaning looms, and I'd hurry up and go with her, and she showed me how to weave because I didn't want to stay where I was. And Harvey Landry in there, he's the one that showed me how to fix looms. Yeah. Mm. Over there back in those days was at the Hill Mill, it was pretty strict. In order to go up, you had to go through the step by step. You started there cleaning, greasing, sweeping floors. Then you had to, you went to be a clot doffer, a time machine operator. You had to be a changer. Then you had to be a fixer. You had to go through all this before you became a supervisor. Mm. And when you became a supervisor, you used to come here at the, I came here at Bates Mill. When I became an overseer, I had to come here at the Bates Mill, get an interview, and they sent me to Portland to take a psychology test and stuff over there. Oh, yeah, I did good, too. Up in the 90s, every test I took. I went in Portland. I remember it was a snowy day, and when I was a little worried about coming back. Yeah. Had some guys when I came over here. There, some guys I didn't have no college education, no way near. But I had some guys who did over there, and I got better grade and didn't get the job. Yeah, a long time ago.
So you said you did a little bit of work in the mill when you were still a teenager.
Yeah, I worked a few weeks at the Androscoggin Mill. I don't know, I don't remember how long it was. I remember the supervisor over there because he's the one who really got me the job in there. He was one of my neighbors, George Pelcho. And then I did come over here and work in the weave room over here, number 5 weave, on the third shift. It was a supervisor, Henry Talon. Yeah, I work for him, and that's where I really started learning, really started to learn to weave more over here. Mm. And then there was a president of the union, then was Larry Goulet. There was some names, I get in my head, but I can't remember. He was an overseer over here before Bob Roy. That Boucher. He was in IE, like Fred DeBell was. He learned, he started there, and he went, became supervisor on the Weaver. And of course, Bob Roy was before me in the Weaver. And Don Taylor, when I came here, I didn't know him. It was Steve Crawley over here, who was superintendent at the time. Richard Sylvain, he became a loom fixer, and as a matter of fact, he became a general in the National Guard. He was going to school while working over there. He was in like Bob Bovey over there, Super Joseph Foisy. It's a long time ago. I know I forget the names.
What were some of the things you really liked about your job, and what were some of the things you didn't like? Were there sort of things you liked more than others about your job?
No, I had a brother who worked over here. He retired 47 years. He's got his picture at Da Vinci on the wall. Yeah, real thorough. Anyway, what I did like about my job? Oh, it was tough sometimes. I had decisions to make, and you know, and what I didn't like is having to choose somebody out. I was 29, 30 years in supervision, and I think all these years, I think I fired only 3 people. I'm the kind of guy who believes somebody was doing something wrong, you could explain it to him and talk to him, and you know, especially if there were people good on their jobs, I'd talk to them, and I would never tell anybody to go do this and go do that. I would ask them to do this and do that, which I think helped me a lot through the years. And some people, they get a management supervision or any kind of a job, and they think they're it. Well, I always took myself as one of them. Mm-hmm. I'm working there and earning the same money, and I'm working for money the same day I know it's for a living, and I never, I think I fired just 3 people in all these years. Try and save them and make them understand, and usually they turn out pretty good employees. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you about the mills and working here that you think is important to add?
Well,
something that sticks out in your memory?
Working at the hill mill, they were more stricter, more quality oriented than any of the other mills.
The hill mill.
Yeah. And I think they're better organized than any mill around. Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm. I work in, like I said, I worked here, I work at Libby, I work at Edwards. And as far as being organized, I think the hill mill was better organized of the place, yeah.
The one question I did want to ask you was about when the Tang brothers bought the mill.
Yeah.
And what were your impressions of that? And did you know them at all?
I got to know them. I got to know Thomas Tang pretty well. Eric, I heard all kinds of rumors, weren't so nice about him. And Thomas, we went to a picnic, me and my wife and his wife together one time, and that made a Thomas point, and he was just like us. Eric, he was... I don't know. I heard he was a terror to work with, but I never had much dealings to do with him.
Yeah.
And but when I first came here, that was the last stretch I worked over here. the last 5 years I worked over here. And I don't know too much what occurred then. I only know some of the things that I heard, but...
They weren't... you didn't get a sense that they were investing back into the mill, though?
I never thought they did. I thought that in my personal feeling, I thought they came here just to get all they could out of it and then get out. That was my feelings. And I think that's what they did do. I think they came here and the thing was hurting, I think they bled it to death. then they disappeared. But they were here to make some money, and they did. At the expense, I think, of everybody else who was working in here. I don't think they helped the place much. They did try make electric blankets when they were here, which was very promising at the time. As a matter of fact, I was making them for them up in the weave room up here, and two weave room. And they had set up on the top floor over here, they had set up a shop to put the wires in the blankets and stuff like that, electric blankets. I think that was, I don't know, is the tank put that shop over? It was Levine. They used to own that mill in Woodruff.
Tom Levine?
Yeah, I think he's the one that... it started that thing upstairs, although I didn't have much to do with it.
Great. Thank you very much.
That's all I can think.